We also had a type of insurance organization which we call it as the mutual insurance organization. Policyholders contribute the initial surplus, and every member acts as an insurer as well as insured. So this is a unique concept in which every member acts as the insurer as well as the insured. Both the insured and the insurer, they work together to reduce the operating expenses, and in case of the profit, the dividends are distributed to the members or adjusted against the premiums. When you talk about a mutual insurance organization, there can be different types of mutual insurance organization. For example, in an assessment mutual, the policyholder pays the premium to cover the risk of an unstable exposure based on the audit of actual exposure at the end of the period. In case of an advanced premium mutual, the policyholder pays the premium at the beginning of the insurance for a stable exposure. In case of a factory mutual, they are allowed for insured premises meeting strict safety and construction qualifications. They focus on substantial loss prevention services such as regular inspection of the insured premises. So the basic focus is maintain all the norms and then see what the losses are suffered, then you have those methods for covering the losses. The next type of mutual is the farm mutual. Farm mutual is owned by policyholders. They serve the insurance needs of the local homeowners, the farms, and other business operators. The perpetual mutuals. In perpetual mutuals, the policyholder pays a single premium, which can be large enough to generate investment income to cover all future losses and expenses. In case of a fraternal mutuals serve particular religious, nationality, or labor groups and exist primarily as social organization. So see, we have seen different types of mutuals, and based on the need, based on the type of the insurance that is sought for, these types of mutuals came into the picture. The next type of insurance organization is the cooperative insurance organization. Now, what is a cooperative? A cooperative is run by group of people, and this group of people, they have the mutual benefits. So the members share the premium to establish the assets and for meeting the unexpected contingencies. And in case of a loss, the cooperative compensates for the loss suffered by the members due to the death, hospitalization, theft, damages to the house, and various other reasons which are covered into their main agenda. And this helps stabilization of life of the members connected with this cooperative. Cooperative insurance organizations are incorporated and registered under the Indian Cooperative Societies Act, so it has some legal status to provide insurance protection to its members at the lowest premiums. So cooperative insurance are very useful for popularizing the insurance concept at the grassroots level. Next, we have the Lloyd's Association, which is the world's best known insurer. It was founded by Edward Lloyd, I said some time ago, the coffee house, Lloyd's Coffee House. A person connected was Edward Lloyd at his coffee house on the Tower Street in the 17th century. In 1871, Lloyd's Act incorporated the members into a single corporate body, and what emerges is the Lloyd's Corporation. It provides various forms of insurance, including marine insurance and the guarantee business. So Lloyd's is the world's best. One of its arm also exists in India, and the thing which started in the 17th century also exists in the 21st in a very, very prominent insurer across the world. Next, we have the state insurance. State insurance, we talk in terms of the central government and the state government. Government plays an important role in offering the insurance cover for the benefits of the citizens. We saw India had nationalized the private insurance companies to enable the reach of insurance services for the needy and the poor. The life insurance business was nationalized in 1956. The general insurance business was nationalized in 1972. Indian government also opened up the insurance sector to the private sector in the 1990s to increase insurance penetration, various financial sector reforms were actually implemented, the foreign direct investment was permitted, the technology was brought in, and this brought in a total transformation of insurance business in India. The ministries of both the central and the state government are coming up with various schemes to increase the penetration of insurance across the country for different sectors of the economy, more specifically for the farmers, for the SMEs, for the salaried persons. So everyone gets benefited by both the central and the state government insurance policies for the welfare of the people. Next, we have the reciprocal inter-insurance exchange. It's a small group of people or entities. It could cross-insure each other on an informal basis to cover a loss from a specific risk. For example, a group of car owners could cross-insure to cover the loss due to the damage, repairs to their cars. This reminds me of the first methods of insurance the Chinese and the Babylonians used for distributing and transferring their cargoes. Likewise, this reciprocal inter-insurance exchange, the group of people, they cross-insure each other so that everyone has some sort of cover in case there is a loss. Next, we have the captives. A captive insurer insures the risk of the parent organization. Such type of captive insurance arrangements are preferred by large companies to lower the cost of insurance and control of risk impacting their business. So this is a beautiful arrangement between the parent organization and the holding companies. Exactly opposite to that is Alien. An alien insurance company offers insurance company in a country other than the home country. An alien insurance company is incorporated in the home country, but offers insurance services in a country other than its country of domicile. Let's understand this with an example. If an insurance company is incorporated and domiciled in Mumbai, but offers insurance services in New York, then such insurance company will be known as an alien insurer in New York because the domicile is in Mumbai. However, the services are offered in another country, so such type of insurance companies will be called as an alien. Next, we have the departmental insurance organizations. Like we have different schemes of central and state government, here again central and state governments have different departments. For example, the postal department has its own system of insurance for its employees of post offices, as well as there are special schemes for the people. The government of different states have provided life insurance along with sickness, maternity, disability, medical and pension insurance to their employees. Next, we have the insurance corporations. The basic objective of setting up insurance corporations is to extend the benefits of insurance to every nook and corner of our country, covering the different strata of the society, which includes the underprivileged, the weaker, and the vulnerable sections of the society. For example, the biggest corporation that exists in insurance is the Life Insurance Corporation, which was established in 1956 by merger amalgamating a large number of insurance private insurers existed then. The basic objective of Life Insurance Corporation is to provide life insurance in India. Similarly, General Insurance Corporation, which was established in 1972, along with its four subsidiaries, also provides general insurance in India. We have specific examples in insurance corporations, which like this Employee State Insurance Corporation, again established in 1948, provides social security in the course of insurance to the laborers of the factories. Protection to the depositors of commercial banks is provided by yet another corporation, which we call it as DICGC, the Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation, which was established in 1962. Next, we have government insurance companies like the ECGC Limited is the best example of Government of India Enterprise, which provides insurance cover in respect of the risk in export trade to support the Indian exporters. ECGC Limited is considered as a specialized insurer underwriting business specifically for export credit insurance. Now let's look at the world insurance industry, including India. World insurance industry, including India, the best place to look is in the IRDAI annual report. We are referring IRDAI annual report 2021 in the current slide. The world insurance industry continues to consolidate around three main countries, that is the US, China and the Japan. The US, China and the Japan were the world's top three insurance market by size in 2020, and together they accounted for 58% of the global insurance market. So these three countries have dominancy in the insurance market. What about Asian countries? Six Asian countries, which is China, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, India, and Hong Kong. So we find India also into these six Asian countries. They are amongst the top 20 countries of the world with a market share of about 25%. So India is also growing in the penetration and density of insurance markets, and it is going alongside China, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, India, and Hong Kong. The Asian markets are expected to outpace the advanced insurance markets because of the shift in the economic powers towards the east from the west. Many countries are emerging as emerging markets, and this is one big reason the shift is bound to come towards the Asian markets, and Asian markets are expected to outpace the advanced insurance markets very soon. Now let's see how insurance business originated in India. The insurance business existed in India since the ancient times, and we have evidence of existence of insurance in the ancient scriptures, which are really old and as old as the Manusmriti, the Dharmashastra and the Arthashastra. Manusmriti, Dharmashastra and Arthashastra are considered to be the ancient scriptures written by the great rishis long time ago. And we find references of insurance type concepts existing into this ancient scriptures, which is an evidence of existence of insurance in the ancient, since the ancient times. Oriental Life Insurance Company was established as the first insurance company in India, which we talk in terms of a proper model, the proper brick and mortar model, which we see a proper type of financial institution. So based on those lines, Oriental Life Insurance Company was established as the first insurance company in India in 1818, and this was the life insurance company. What about general insurance business? General insurance business originated with the establishment of Triton Insurance Company in 1850. So we have already seen two main insurance companies originating in India. The first one in 1818, that is Oriental Life Insurance Company, and the general insurance company came in the form of Triton Insurance Company in 1850. The Indian Life Insurance Companies Act was enacted in 1912, and it got later changed into Insurance Act 1938. Till present times, this is the only legislation on insurance which has been enacted for consolidating and amending various times. So when you talk in terms of the legislation, Insurance Act 1938 is the sole legislation for insurance in India, along with the different other legislation would be applicable. When we talk in terms of insurance, it is the Insurance Act 1938. Now, along with the evolution of insurance business in India, we saw different phases of insurance based on the scenario that existed in India. So the concept of insurance was changed after independence. After independence, the insurance organization changed with the nationalization of insurance business, we saw two nationalizations happening. The first one, that is life insurance business, was nationalized in 1956 by absorbing as many as 245 Indian and foreign insurers in India. So it really became a big corporation for insuring the lives of the people. Next, we saw the General Insurance Council, a wing of the Insurance Association of India, established in 1957. It framed a fair code of conduct and ensured the implementation of sound insurance practice. Like we saw, the life insurance business was nationalized in 1956. The general insurance business was nationalized in 1972, once again by amalgamating as many as 107 insurance companies. So along with the nationalization of life insurance and the general insurance, we also saw the Fair Code of Conduct getting implemented for sound insurance practices with the help of the General Insurance Council. When we talked in terms of nationalization of General Insurance Corporation, that is GIC, was established along with the four subsidiaries which we had different places, established at different places, like the National Insurance Company Limited, the New India Assurance Company Limited, the United India Insurance Company Limited, and the Oriental Insurance Company Limited. The General Insurance Corporation was established in 1971, but later it was converted as a national reinsurer in 2002. So GIC, which was established, has been now converted into GIC Re, which is the sole national reinsurer established to provide reinsurance to the General and Life Insurance Corporation India. And after that, the four subsidiaries of General Insurance was restructured as independent insurance companies offering general insurance services. So this is how the life and the general insurance organizations got established in India. In addition to the life and the general insurance organization getting established in India, we also saw origination of two specialized insurers in India. The first one is the ECGC Limited, established for underwriting the business in export credit insurance. And the second one is the Agriculture Insurance Company of India Limited, popularly known as the AIC. This was specifically established for underwriting the crop insurance. So if it is for export credit, ECGC Limited. If it is for the crop insurance, it would be the AIC. And now comes the transformation. This transformation in the insurance business was based on the recommendation of a committee, which we call it as the R.N. Malhotra Committee. R.N. Malhotra Committee was set up by the government in 1993 to propose the recommendations for reforms in the insurance sector. The implementation of R.N. Malhotra's committee recommendation for reforms in the insurance sector totally transformed the insurance industry in India. The first major step that happened after the recommendation was establishment of IRDA, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, as the apex insurance regulator in India. So before that, there was no specific apex insurance regulator, but based on the recommendations of R.N. Malhotra Committee, one major step that was taken by the government was establishment of IRDA, which brought in the sweeping changes in the insurance sector. The first major change that happened was insurance sector was reopened for the foreign investors in the 1990s. So we saw the majority of the insurance, private insurers, were either amalgamated or merged into the corporation, and it hardly left very few private insurers in the country. To bring in more competition, to bring in, increase the efficiency, once again, the insurance sector was reopened for the foreign investors in the 1990s. The investment limits was hiked initially from somewhere around 29 to then 49, and finally now the latest limit for the investors, foreign investors, invest in the insurance sector is 74%. This was done in 2021. The Insurance Act 1938 was also amended to accommodate the new form of insurance company having foreign shareholdings up to 54. So we saw the basic legislation is Insurance Act 1938, but based on the needs, based on the changes that are happening in the insurance sector, the Insurance Act is also amended suitably so that the changes can be easily made into the insurance industry. So a snapshot of the insurance organization based on the IRDAI annual report 2021, we see there are total 67, out of which public sector life insurer is one, private sector life insurers are 23. So that brings total of 24 life insurers in India. General insurance, public sector 6, 4 plus 2 for the general insurance to the specialized insurers, and 21 private sector, that brings to 27. Then this is a new concept that has emerged as a standalone health insurers. We have it only in the private sector. There are 5. Then we have the reinsurers, the one sole reinsurer in India, that is GIC Re. And in addition to that, we also have 10 private sectors. This also includes the foreign reinsurers, makes it to 11. So that's how total public sector 8, total private sector 59, brings the total of insurance organization in India as of March 2021 is 67. The 8 public sector insurers are LIC, GIC Re, National Insurance Corporation Limited Company Limited, New India Assurance Company Limited, United India Insurance Company Limited, Oriental Insurance Company Limited, the ECGC Limited, and the Agriculture Insurance Company of India Limited. This is the highlights of the insurance industry as per the IRDAI annual report 2021. This you can see it from the book also. So this gives you a snapshot on various parameters for the insurance industry in India. Again, this is based on the IRDAI annual report 2021. Next, we go to the important concept of solvency margin for insurance company. Insurance companies in India are required to maintain required solvency margin as per Section 64(5)(a) of the Insurance Act 1938. Required solvency margin means the excess of the value of assets over the amount of liabilities of not less than the amount prescribed. So insurance companies have to maintain certain solvency margin as prescribed by IRDAI. Insurance companies with foreign investments will be required to maintain a higher solvency margin. Now, as for the IRDAI report, annual report 2020-21, all the 24 life insurer companies have complied with the stipulated margin of 1.5 at the end of March 21. 26 out of 27 private sector general insurers, including the standby standalone health insurers, have also complied with the stipulated solvency margin of 1.5. So what this slide indicates, most of the insurers are well equipped with the solvency margins as prescribed by IRDAI. What about the specialized insurers? Both AIC and ECGC Limited have reported a solvency margin, a ratio of 2.09 and 19.25 respectively, well above the required. The national insurer, that is the GIC Re, has also reported solvency ratio of 1.74 as of 31st March 2021, and all foreign reinsurance branches have also reported solvency margin of 1.5 as of March 21. So that is a very good picture as far as the solvency margins of insurance companies in India is concerned. Now we come into the main role of IRDAI. We have seen the evolution. We have seen how different types of insurance organizations has emerged. Now the main role behind this growth and development has been played by IRDAI. We saw IRDAI had come up after the recommendation of R.N. Malhotra committee. Before that, there was no such regulator, but IRDAI has played a very important role in promoting and directing the insurance companies. It provides regulations for registration of insurance companies. It grants a certificate of registration if the applicant satisfies all the conditions. IRDAI anti-money laundering, combating the financing of terrorism, that is the AML CFT program, guidelines instructs the insurer to follow the customer due diligence. So initially there were no such regulations, lots of financial terrorism, lots of money laundering used to happen. Now with these guidelines, many things are under control, and thanks to IRDA, AML and CFT program. IRDA has also introduced the standard products in life insurance and the annuity to maintain the uniformity across insurance. So we have seen there is a addition of contemporary products over and above the traditional products. At the same time, as specifically during the COVID pandemic, IRDA had introduced the standard products in life insurance and annuity, specifically taking care of the requirements of the people during such periods. Every insurer registered with IRDA is required to appoint an appointed actuary for rendering actuarial advice to the management of the insurer. IRDA has also advised insurer to set up a crisis management committee and put in place a business continuity plan. In case of any contingencies, the business continuity plan will ensure that the business keeps on running. IRDA has also directed all the insurers to update their websites, because that becomes a very important window wherein the prospects as well as the policyholders can peep into to see their policy details or any other aspects of insurance that are provided by the insurance company. Thank you.